and Sportsnet.
And away we go for another edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. This is our TV and Internet's only segment. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey, joined in studio by Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts. You know, Toe, normally our guests wait in the green room, our fabulous green room. But Coach Stotts said, I'm here, I'm coming out, I'm storming the set before we even get started.
Well, I know you didn't want him to come out early, but Coach, I want you to know I'm fine with it. Wheels was kind of, but
well, when I looked at, you know, usually in the green room, you have a nice spread. There was no spread. So
yeah, we get to the summer months, we thin out a little bit. We're waiting for the new budget to come into play. During the season, you should see what we have.
Yeah,
shrimp and
I can only imagine.
Yeah, because Rice takes most of it home.
Yeah, I was about to say, Rice and Kathy eat well during the season.
Yeah, there's no question. On this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, of course, Stotts will be with us for the bulk of the first half hour. He said he may threaten to stay the entire hour, and he's certainly welcome to do so. Scott Howard Cooper of NBA.com, one of our favorite national writers, just did a great article on, he was kind of grading the offseason moves of NBA teams, so we'll get his thoughts on everybody in general, and of course, specifically, how he felt the Blazers' moves panned out. But it's the summer months, fellas, and I know that we're kind of enjoying, well, I guess August would be kind of the down month, Coach, mainly for basketball activity?
It is. You know, we had the Summer League in July, and obviously the activities there. But one thing that we're trying to get accomplished in August, we have a camp down in Las Vegas. Tim Gergerich, who used to be an assistant with the Blazers, has a camp down there for 3 or 4 days. We'll have C.J. McCollum, Myers Leonard, and Thomas Robinson will be down there along with David Vanderpool and Todd Forsier. And I'll be down there as well. But also what we're trying to do in August is kind of reach out to some of the players, go see LaMarcus and spend a couple days, go see Wes and spend a couple days. Nick Batum is with the French national team. Victor Claver is with the Spanish national team. Going to see Alan Crabb in L.A. But I'm getting that motion over by the camera.
Which means you're going to be able to be more
wind it up
in our next segment as we get rolling in earnest with Trailblazers Courtside. Coming up right after this. Stick around.
When I send customers a standard TV appliance, I know they're going to get taken care of.
I tell them that they won't beat the price, they won't beat the quality, and they won't beat the service.
You can go to a big box store, but you're not going to get the kind of service and knowledge that you get at Standard.
I think their product knowledge is excellent, and they make my job a lot easier.
I think that's peace of mind for me in order to know that my client is taken care of.
Standard delivers happy customers.
The expert service you need, Standard TV and Appliance.
You get a lot from hard work, like the class exclusive Ram Box, active level air suspension, and Torque Flight 8-speed transmission. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. For big deals on tough Ram trucks, go to ramtrucks.com or visit your local Ram dealer today.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Sundays by Bravo. Spend time with your favorite Jersey housewives.
We're a family. This is what's important.
But in the Garden State, not everything's coming up roses.
I'm worried about you and Dad.
Are you talking over me because you're guilty?
Gave her a taste of her own medicine.
You don't know the real Melissa.
I never expected this.
We're asking you like this on our freaking
knees. I want you to prove me wrong.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey, all new every Sunday at 8, 7 Central. Only by Bravo.
These days, there are so many ways to advertise your business. How can you choose? One of the most effective options is right here, because TV advertising works. Choose to air your commercial locally in television's most popular shows. Choose who sees it based on the type of customer you want and where they live. Choose to put your ad on the screen everyone's watching. Choose television. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
Lillard again. Turns the corner and packs it on the net.
Batum for three.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got 33 points.
Lillard for the win. Good! It has been a quiet half for Dame.
Oh, there's a fadeaway for the game. Bang!
We're into the month of August, and it's still nice and warm and sunny in the greater Portland area. It's Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey, joined in studio by Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts. And, Tony, I know that you already have, as do I, a great deal of admiration for Coach Stotts. I just want to tell you that when the thought of a Blazer guest for this program was presented for this particular week, Coach Stotts not only stepped up and said, I'll be that Blazer guest, but he said, I want to come in and be in studio, and I'll be there for the whole show if they want me to. Now, do we get that very often from anybody, let alone a Blazer guest, let alone a prominent head coach in the NBA?
No, in fact, most people try to just stay away from you. But,
me? I didn't know where you were going with that answer, but I didn't think it was going to be there. And that's not the first time that I didn't know where he was going with an answer.
The reason is that when I do the call-in, you know, I go into a room, and I can't see what's on the screen. I can't see your faces. Yes. I don't, you know, and so I'm trusting you probably a little bit more than I should.
It's a bad thing.
So I like the face-to-face interaction.
It's a good idea. You can control a few more things, that's for sure.
And Wheels is a lot braver when people aren't standing in front of him. Everything on him. Everything is always on this guy.
Now, are you guys, do you remember your dreams very often that you have?
You know, I went through a phase where I was actually concerned that I wasn't remembering any dreams, and then they've started to come back to me. But, you know, those dreams, you start looking into your dreams, you might not like what you find.
Yeah, there's people that make a living with dream interpretation, right? So I would think a dream interpreter would have a heck of a challenge interpreting the dream I had last night. Now, first of all, most of the time, I do remember dreams. Most of the time, though, I don't dream about this program. But for whatever reason, last night, I had a dream that right before the show was about to start, I was at some event, and Vin Scully, one of my idols growing up in Los Angeles, of course, maybe the greatest baseball announcer ever, Vin Scully, for some reason, was drunk. And I was talking to him.
Wait.
Now, the chance of Vince, I don't know if Vin Scully's ever had a drop of alcohol in his life. It's not Harry Carey.
Vin Scully is kind of in the same vein as, you know, those classic sports broadcasters, right?
Yes.
He would be.
There are some who say maybe he's the greatest broadcaster ever, not just baseball broadcaster. Still, the voice of the Dodgers in his early 80s.
I would venture to say he probably has had a drink or two.
But he's not like, as opposed to Harry Carey, who I think was on the air very often while drinking.
Oh, no, that's different.
Vin Scully, just, you know, he's the polished guy that always says the right thing. So for him to be drunk in public would probably be something that would be very, very remote chance of that happening. But for some reason, I'm talking to Vin, and I said, Vin, I got to go. I have a courtside show to do. And he kept stopping me because he wanted to talk about things, but he wasn't making any sense because he was drunk. So I get to the studio, and I said, all right, are we ready for the show? And everybody's kind of going around, getting ready, but Coach Stotts, nobody's worrying about if he's going to be here. And I knew he was going to be here. And I said, but wait, where's Coach Stotts? And I talked to Bruce Williams. For some reason, Bruce was in my dream. I talked to the captain, Rich Patterson, and they just kind of said, no, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. I said, no, where's Coach Stotts? And we could not find Coach Stotts, and the show went on, and then I woke up. So I don't know.
As it turns out, he's here.
I know he's here. I was looking for him, and he was here. But
was in the second segment.
He was in the second segment. That was it. I was hoping that. So when I saw him tonight, I felt like that was a good thing. Because, if we had gotten a late call saying Coach Stotts can't be on the show,
that would have been.
I had a dream about this last night. So I don't know. I can't make any sense of that dream at all. I don't know what the connection is. I'm a Dodger fan. Vin Scully, I guess there's some connection there. I'm a Terry Stotts fan. I drink every now and then, but not to the point of in public. Being an issue.
So I screwed up I screwed up your whole show by showing up tonight.
Yeah, had you not shown up, you know, if I had maybe told you this earlier today, and then just by coincidence you couldn't come, I would have said, gosh, I was just dreaming about that. So I don't, if there's any dream interpreters out there, I'd really like to know what what that means. I don't know what that dream means.
There's a lot of things I can interpret out of that. I'm just going, most of them I can't actually mention.
It's only an hour show, right?
I would have rather dreamed about, you know, a young lady or something like that that would have had much more possibilities for happiness down the road.
But, part of my interpretation was going to be about that.
And I don't want to interpret that one either.
The lack thereof of being in the dream.
Yeah,
so
none.
I don't know what to make of it. So,
all right.
So for those that are interpreting dreams, maybe you can help.
Well, I hope you dream about a lot of Blazer losses, because apparently your dreams go one way and actual reality goes a very different way.
I would like that. So I've dreamed of losses after they've happened. You know, like would have done something better. You know, the game 7 in 2000, I dreamed one time about that I ran onto the court and got arrested, and I stopped the flow.
I dreamt.
That's okay. Right.
Dream.
I guess both are applicable.
It sounds quite crazy.
Or applicable. But I actually had that dream that I ran onto the court, got arrested. It stopped the flow of activity, and that we won game 7 because I broke the Lakers' momentum.
And I have a feeling that if that situation were ever to present itself again, it would happen. I don't question that one bit.
Because I can tell you, Coach Stotts, I can tell you who was not going to stop the momentum that particular day was this guy, as he and Gary Grant are high-fiving in the back row behind the bench talking, thinking about the championship rings they're going to get.
They should have.
As the game is slowly falling apart.
See, I've always said that if Mike Dunleavy had the presence of mind to activate me for that series, we would have won that. If I'd have been active in the playoffs, I would have got in the game because, you know, I was a Shaq stopper.
Oh, there's no question. Reuben Patterson talked about being a Kobe stopper. You being a Shaq stopper. It was an unknown talent that you never really had a chance to display.
They, never. Never. And
and just leave it at never, never.
Yeah, never, never is right. You know, now head coach Stotts been on the staff. He probably would have suggested to.
So, Coach.
Well, back in those days, you know, once you did your roster at the beginning of the season, I mean, at the beginning of the playoffs.
True.
That was it. So, they didn't foresee
the Shaq problem.
Perhaps they should have, since the Lakers were our biggest nemesis during the season. Sometimes, you know, these things happen where you gear yourself up for one particular opponent.
I got to tell you, Wilson, I got to tell you a great story about Coach.
Is it a dream?
No, it's not a dream. It's just a story, because we're talking about the old days. And I think it was 2001 or 2002, Coach, you were an assistant in Atlanta under Lon Kruger.
2002, 2003.
So we're there, and it's my first year in Atlanta. And Babby, was he the GM?
Pete Babcock.
Pat Babcock was the GM. So we're in the preseason, and he comes in, and he hands everybody in the room a card, and it's in an envelope. I don't know if I've ever told you this story.
Like a greetings card?
No. Oh. It's just a card. It's an envelope, and it's got something in it. So we each pull out our card, right? And on the card, there's a picture of a championship ring, and it has everybody's name on the ring. And I looked at it, and I'm a 10-year veteran in the NBA, much more realistic than a lot of the guys because it was a young team. And I looked at it, and I started looking around the room, and I looked at it again, and I looked around the room again, and I remember thinking, Babcock has lost his mind.
This group has no chance.
This group has no chance of winning a championship. What is he doing?
Well, see, that, you know, as a coach or general manager, you want to be goal-oriented.
Right.
Everybody talks about winning championships. And, you know, you want your goals to be realistic, attainable, but not too low. You want to reach for the stars. So you run the risk of a 10-year vet pulling that crap on you.
Wrecking the whole plan.
I never said a word. I just looked at the card like.
But your snickering kind of gave away. You didn't quite buy it.
Jason Terry was over there thinking, we can do this.
And you're the other way. We got no shot, Jason.
Glenn Big Dog Robinson, he's washed up. Jason Terry's a rookie. Dan Dick Al's a rookie. Oh, we have no chance in hell. Why is he playing with these guys? This is as close to a championship as most of these guys will ever come.
The biggest question I would have ever had to Pete Babcock was, when the Blazers completed the trade with Atlanta to get Steve Smith and giving up J.R. Ryder and Jimmy Jackson in the process, Pete Babcock called up his brother, Bill, I believe his name was, who had been at Minnesota.
Rob.
Rob Babcock, who had been in Minnesota with J.R. Ryder. And Rob Babcock basically tells his brother, you don't want any part of dealing with J.R. Ryder. And they still did the trade.
God bless him.
And God bless him. Steve Smith almost brought a championship to us. And Pete Babcock, I think, was soon out of a job. And I haven't heard from him since.
He was in Toronto for a while.
Pete Babcock gave me a shot.
That was one of his more intelligent decisions.
Well, you know, this league works in mysterious ways, and everybody has a reason for doing things. But I will say this, Pete Babcock is a very honorable man, and he gave me a shot, so I Theo Ratliff.
Theo Ratliff may or may not play.
Ira Noble. Believe me, I know all the guys in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Great stories about Theo Ratliff and the Blazers gave him a long contract after he had excelled in the half season in his contract year that went after.
Which
he
was watching that last half season.
I bet. And
very
so,
impressed.
And the great story about Theo Ratliff, of course, is that the next season, as he's on the shelf with one of his many injuries, Maurice Cheeks is dying to have him come back and be a part of the team. And Ratliff is at one end of the court during a practice, and he's with athletic trainer Jay Jensen, and he's dunking the ball. He's hooking shots in from 15 feet. Looks great. And Cheeks pulls him up and says, "You look like you're ready to go. What would you say you are, you know, percentage-wise?" And he said, "Oh, no, I'm only about 50%. And Cheeks says, "Well, then you can play half the game then." And he thought about it for a second. He said, No, I can't. And so Theo was a guy, if ever a guy relaxed after getting a big contract, Theo was definitely in that category.
I tell you, his second or third year, after he got the big deal, I came in as the broadcaster. We were flying in the preseason game, Coach, and we're on an escalator, and I had one of those bags with the handle that sets up, and he was right behind me. We're going down the escalator, and the bag kind of tipped back, and it almost hit him in the knee. And I'll never forget this. He looked at me and said, "Woo! That would have been three or four games, easy."
Did you ever have a player coach? Jerry Reynolds in Sacramento once told me that he one time questioned whether a guy was telling the truth about an injury, and then he found out he really was injured, and he said, "You know what? I just got to take these guys' word for it as a GM or as a coach, even if I am suspicious. You know, I cannot, because it really could tear down the fabric of your team if you call somebody out on something like that." And yet there's times where I'm sure, being close to the situation as you might have been, you might have said, "I'm not sure this guy's, you know, being legit about this," but you really, your hands are tied in that situation.
You really, and Tone will attest to this, you really can't question injuries. And it's a player-by-player thing. You know, what one player can handle, another guy can't. And there's no set formula. And when some guys will play when they feel like they're 75, 80%. Some guys will say, "I got to be 100%. It's really a case-by-case. And to question a guy's injury, you're questioning their heart, their character. It's not worth it. And certainly there are times where you wonder, but it's never good policy. It's you really have to trust. There has to be a trust there between the player, the training staff, the coach, that everything is being done in the best interest of the player and the team.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. You've got guys on your roster that will play through just about anything. I mean, Wesley Matthews is a great example of a guy who you literally have to pull him off the court. Is there the other side where you look at a guy and you say, "There's no way you can play. I have to shut you down."
Yeah, and it's difficult because, you know, you get those guys that you literally have to take them off the court. And, you know, they're doing what they think they can do. They want to help the team. It might be in their own best interest to be on the floor or whatever. So sometimes you have to make those difficult decisions. Gary Payton was a guy who comes to mind who he got injured in Minnesota. We're in Seattle, and he got his foot twisted in Minnesota between the scores table and the court, and got his ankle wrenched in there, and we really literally thought he was going to be out for 2 or 3 weeks, I mean, at best. And, you know, Gary, he was tough as nails, and he came back and played the very next game. I mean, so you get guys like that, and then you get other guys that, you know, when you see a player like that, what Gary does, then you but everybody's not the same.
Right.
You know, and it's a difficult situation to put anybody in, really.
All right, Blazers head coach Terry Stotts is in studio with us. When we come back, I want to ask Coach Stotts and Tone about something that happened in football last week and how they might have handled it, both in a player capacity and in a coaching capacity. So we'll get to that when we come back as we continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Scott Howard Cooper of NBA.com also scheduled to join us, so we're happy to have you along for this edition presented by Pacific Power. And we are simulcast on Comcast SportsNet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
July brings great prices, great value, and great deals at Wilson Motors. This is Bob Bending, and the Wilson Motors Summer Clearance Event is here now with low, low prices to move all remaining new 2013 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks in stock. Wilson Motors is where you'll save with great prices, great value, and great deals. The summer clearance event. You'll drive out with a smile on your face. Wilson Motors, 5th and Buchanan in Corvallis, or on the web at saveatwilson.com.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Some people expect more from insurance. They want a company that's available on their schedule, 24 hours a day. A company that keeps working until the coverage is just right. They want a company that's built a reputation on exceptional service and never stops proving its worth. We're not sure what the rest of the world calls people like this, but at Amica, we call them customers. Every question, every concern, every setback, every call for help, every day, every hour, every minute, every quote, every claim. When you choose Amica for auto, home, or life insurance, we never stop proving our worth.
Take a look into the behind-the-scenes world of professional horse racing, centered at Portland Meadows in the beautiful Northwest. With decades of tradition and a rich history of stories, the stakes are high on both sides of the track. Gate to Wire sports both a pulsing front end of the avid and casual racegoers and a vibrant back end where trainers, riders, and owners work around the clock to cultivate wins and bring new talent to Gate. Don't miss Gate to Wire, Saturdays at 6 on Comcast Sportsnet.
That's the captain's son, Sammy, who just had another birthday. He is growing by leaps and bounds. You can't tell in that picture, but he's approaching 7 feet right about now.
I look up to him.
Maybe not quite that tall, but he's got basketball in his future. I have a distinct impression about that. All right, it's Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power. Brian Wheeler and Tony Harvey again joined in studio by head coach Terry Stotts. And fellas, last week, Riley Cooper of the Eagles got into some hot water for some things that he said at a concert, Kenny Chesney concert, and he had been apparently drinking most of the day, was caught on camera making some racial slurs, and then was had to face the music of a disciplinary measure, fine of some sort from the team, had to go in front of his teammates as a group, then said he was going to meet with each one individually. Tony, I'll ask you, first of all, as a player, how difficult would it be if you had a teammate that did something like that? How difficult would it be to accept him back into the ranks and look at him the same way again, even trying to excuse anybody for having a bad day, say?
And more importantly, as an African-American player.
Absolutely. And in that case, you know, in a racial situation like that, would it be, if you didn't think somebody was that way before, would it be hard for you to think of them as anything but thereafter?
Let's be very clear. I've been around sports since I was 10 years old. If a guy is racist, you know he's racist before he says a word. I mean, that's just it's and some guys aren't racist. Some guys just don't know any better. And I don't know if he knew any better. It's your upbringing. It's your exposure. It's all of these different things. As a teammate, though, I'll say this: I don't know if I could trust him. You know, it's not a matter of will I forgive him, will we be friends again. I don't know if I can trust you. You've shown a side of yourself that I don't know I can put past, because in football especially, I got to know that you have my back in all situations. If I'm in a position and we're in the trenches, can I count on you to have my back the way you should? That's the dynamic that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have to deal with. Can they trust this guy? And if they can get past that, everything else will work itself out.
Coach, the nature of your job is to bring people of different backgrounds together and have them hopefully function cohesively as a unit when they get on the court. They don't necessarily have to be buddies off the court, but they have to be supportive teammates on it. How difficult does that become for Chip Kelly now moving forward in that situation to, and right now, Cooper's getting counseling, and they're trying to help him in that respect.
Before you go further, don't say that. It's not like he's a drug addict or he has some sort of problem with alcohol. How do you rehab racism?
Well,
just put a bunch of pictures of black people in front of him until he gets kind of.
Now we say that, but the movie Remember the Titans, a true story. Remember the Titans, where there was obviously education about race in that movie, so it's not impossible. I mean,
that was a movie.
No, but it was a true story.
They threw bricks at the coach's house.
But it was a true story.
I just want to point that out.
And that racism was very overt.
And they won a state championship, and apparently winning kind of makes you forget about a lot of.
Well, we know that. We know that to be true.
Go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
But again, the larger issue of how Chip Kelly said, we're not going to sweep this under the rug, but how do you deal with it? And at the same time, know you've got to get a team functioning as one and having that trust factor that Tone said might be an issue.
Well, as a coach, you know, obviously you want the team to function, and you have to address it internally. I think the less said about it publicly, you know, you make your statements, but most importantly is what's happening in the locker room, in your meetings. There has to be contrition on the part of Riley Cooper, in my opinion. You know, it's up to each individual player. I think a lot of times there's context. You know, whatever the context is there's been a lot of people who've been in a lot of situations that have been forgiven. And I think that's kind of the nature of our society. But as a coach, you have to address it. And if it becomes a problem, if there isn't that trust, you know, I believe that player, Riley Cooper, is going to do all that he can to ingratiate himself with the coaches and the players. But if it's not working, then you have to make difficult decisions. But I think you, as a coach, your job is to make it work and put out the best team that you can. There's going to be conflicts in locker rooms, whether it's racial, whether it's, you know, if there's women involved. There are going to be conflicts. And the bigger the locker room, more chance of conflicts happening. So you have to get by them in the best way you can. And with that in mind, do the best you can on the court or the field or whatever it is.
Were there situations, without going into specifics, in your coaching career, have you had situations where you saw, people talk about chemistry as one of the intangibles of a successful team. Were there situations where you said, I just don't know if these two guys can play together and one of them may have to go for us to be successful as a group?
There have been those situations, but usually those changes come at the end of the season. I think it's difficult to make those things, especially if you're counting on those guys, if they're involved in your rotation, if they're important for the success of your team. You make things, you try and get through it. And, you know, if you need to make a change, if you need to make a statement, because at the same time, that player, not only is he important part of your team, but he is a part of your franchise, and you have to do what's best in the best interest of the franchise as well. So you have to make the best out of a bad situation, the best that anybody can, and then if you need to move on, you move on. But believe me, there are a lot of discussions, a lot of thought put into it. It's not just willy-nilly as far as, okay, let's just move on, everybody's fine.
Tone, you were, especially here in Portland, on some teams that had some unique mix of personalities, to put it mildly. Were there situations that you said, man, this could get, especially that team that was the team after the one that lost in the finals of the Western Conference in Game 7, that seemed to be a team that had a lot of potential but splintered as the year went on, maybe when the mix of personalities got to be too volatile?
Well, it's funny. We had the perfect mix that first year. Went to the Western Conference Finals with Scotty and Damon and Steve and Bonzi and Rashid and Sabas. And then the next year, you're exactly right, we went through probably 50 games in perfect sync, and one thing happened, and it's that one thing that set the balance off. We traded we picked up Rod Strickland, and Rod was a great guy. He was a great teammate. But when we picked up Rod, it threw Damon off a little bit. And Damon and Sheed and Bonzi had a really tight bond. It threw Greg Anthony off, and he and Scotty and Smitty had, and Detlef had a great relationship. And by throwing those two off just a little bit, it splintered the team just enough for cracks to start. The trust wasn't there anymore. And I think we lost 26 out of 28 or some crazy number like that. We had the best team in the West, and we lost the last, you know, 20 games of the season and swept into playoffs. And that's when – that's the infamous towel-throwing season when Sheed and Sabas got into it. And you've seen Sabonis. Sabonis, he's the biggest human maybe right. in the history of the earth as far as I'm concerned. Rashid gets mad because Sabas is flopping. He throws a towel. We go in the locker room. Rashid is having one of those tantrums, and he's going off on Sabas. And Sabas was sitting right next to me, and he looked at me and said, "I will kill him." In the most Ivan Drago kind of way. And I remember thinking, if she doesn't shut up, he's going to get up and kill him because his hands are so big. And if he gets his hands around Rashid's neck, there will be nothing we can do to stop that. He will just choke him until he is no longer breathing. And no matter how many times you punched him in the head, his head was so big, it would be like shooting an elephant with a BB gun. He'd just not even feel it. And she would be choking and gagging. And I just, all of that ran through my head very quickly. So I got up and said, "Sheed, you need to shut up. I'm saving your life right
yeah,
now."
Yeah, he didn't know how much you were saving his life. But, and Coach, is that one of the reasons why it's so important when organizations are thinking of moves for a general manager to consult with the person who's there every day when maybe a trade is being considered, for you to be able to pitch in and say, "I'm not sure that guy will be a good fit for us, or maybe that guy will be a terrific fit for us," because you know the tenor of the locker room as well as anybody.
I think there's a lot of ways to go with it. You know, there are some coaches like, "Hey, just give me as much talent as we can. We'll work it out, and I'll work it out. I can coach that guy." I'm a big believer in chemistry. I really believe that the sum of the parts is greater, and when you everything needs to fit. Everybody, the most successful teams that I've been involved in, everybody knew their role, everybody was happy with their role, and everything fit. And the seasons that were more frustrating was there was conflict for minutes, for time, whatever it was. And I want things to fit. And, you know, there's different schools of thought, but I think a team is a team.
Great conversation. Great. Exactly, the Blazers fit in that respect. As we go to break, for those on TrailBlazers.com and Comcast Sportsnet, a photo of a youthful.
Yeah, we're getting a new picture.
Feel free to add to our collection because we have some, and we always like fresh ones to add to the mix, that's for sure. All right, we'll continue. TrailBlazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power. Stream live at TrailBlazers.com and simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
I think most of my clients have great experiences here because the facility is fantastic.
We like that the kitchens are live because if they want to see how everything functions, it's not a guesswork. It's actually press the button, here's how the pop-up works.
If I just take clients to see a kitchen, they can envision what their kitchen will look like.
If they can touch it, feel it, turn it on prior to purchasing it, it does make a difference.
What you need, when you need it. Builder experts at Standard TV and Appliance.
Where's the closest place to get my oil changed?
Broadway Toyota.
And tire rotation?
Okay, Broadway Toyota has an oil change and tire rotation for just $49.95.
Can I go today?
Yes, Broadway Toyota has same-day appointments available.
And how about a good cup of coffee while I wait?
Yes, at the Only Way Cafe.
Is there any other place like this?
No, Dave, Broadway is the only way.
How did you know my name?
I know everything, Dave.
We're a small company. We need to save.
We order 15 different kinds of pens. I say we decide on one.
Too controversial.
What if we just get our phone and internet from one provider?
Actually, Comcast Business is a great value. We can get more for less. You're the office manager. How much less do we have? Oh, we are rolling in less, sir.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
Let's face it, appearances count,
That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
Shark Hunters, all new episode, Wednesday on the NBC Sports Network.
Well, we said a bright and sunny day, which means the fountain in the Rose Quarter Commons is going strong. And John McConnell, our graphics operator, is out there with his niece, Ava. And they had a nice little routine going there.
It was a routine.
You don't think so?
Was now, Ava was excellent.
Yeah. John, you're very hard on John McConnell. Ever since he came on board, you still call him a rookie, and I think he's in his 10th season now.
As long as he is the youngest guy and the newest guy, somebody's got to be a rookie.
Somebody's got to go get your coffee down the road.
He won't get my coffee.
What, again?
He's never gotten me a cup of coffee.
Well, maybe I think he's getting a little more rebellious in his later years.
As he gets older.
Because he starts thinking, I'm not a rookie anymore. Why does this guy keep making me do stuff? We are in studio with head coach Terry Stotts, and he has the opportunity, if he'd like, to be an interviewer in this segment, or our guest can ask him an interview or ask him a question as part of our discussion, because that's how unique it is to have our head coach stick around for the entire hour. But we join now one of the fine national writers for the NBA, covers it for NBA.com, Scott Howard Cooper. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderfully, and if you have a question for Coach Stotts, feel free to contribute to the conversation.
Don't let him off the hook that early. We got to grill him first.
No, I was going to say, at some point, I wanted him to start thinking about it, but Scott has put together, among his off-season articles, discussing some of the moves the teams have made around the NBA, Dwight Howard's acquisition by the Rockets, obviously getting most of the attention, but who maybe were your winners and losers, Scott, and where did you think the Blazers fit in terms of the offseason moves by the NBA teams to this point?
I think it's been a very good offseason for Portland. For a team that, unless I'm mistaken, the only person that they've lost from last year who was really in the rotation was J.J. Hickson. Maybe one or two others are could be slipping my mind off the top of my head. But for a team that did not give up a lot, I think they've added quite a bit. The big problem last year was depth. Everybody knew that the first unit had a lot of talent, but they just needed some more bodies, and I think that that's exactly what's happened. I thought they had a very good draft night. I'm really excited to see C.J. McCollum moving forward. I think he's going to be a real interesting situation. I think he's going to be one of the best rookies this season without starting, which is a pretty interesting thing to say. I was high on him before. Obviously, the Blazers were as well. But after seeing him in summer league, I cannot wait to see C.J. McCollum playing with Damian Lillard, not just backing up Lillard, but playing with him. And I can imagine that Terry is as well.
Imagine how nice an answer he would have given if you weren't sitting right here, Coach. That was a glowing outlook on the Blazers' offseason moves, and the fact you signed off on every one of them is just wonderful.
It is. And I got a question for you, Scott. What you got a chance to see Thomas Robinson play a lot this season in Sacramento. What were your impressions of him?
A guy that I think has a chance to be something good, still a long way off. I don't think that the people in Portland should be expecting any instant headlines from him right away. Terry, obviously you're going to have a much better feel on how he fits in once you get to training camp. But I thought a guy that was the number 5 pick in the draft a year ago, that you're spending second rounders to get him, is an awfully nice investment. You don't need him to really produce at a high level now. Obviously, power forward is not a problem area for the Trailblazers. But when we talk about adding depth, getting Robin Lopez, so now you have Myers Leonard, I think will be taking a step forward. If Thomas Robinson gives you anything, and I think that there's there is a possibility that you get something from him down the line. That's an awfully nice big man rotation.
Well, you're right. Personally, I'm excited about it. It's I think Neil did a great job with addressing our needs this summer with shoring up our defense with Robin Lopez, adding scoring off the bench. We got the point guard situation with Earl Watson and C.J. McCollum. So the needs that we had going into the offseason, I think all of them were addressed.
I think that Earl's going to give you a ton of leadership. We keep talking about these young guys like I mentioned Myers Leonard and obviously Thomas Robinson. We talked about C.J. McCollum. Alan Crabb, I think, is going to be such a nice role player. He's a guy that's going to come in situations and hit shots. But Earl Watson, when we talk about veterans who can make an impact without even stepping on the court, I think he's somebody that fits in there well. But I'm certainly curious on your thoughts on Thomas Robinson, and more to the point, what's realistic to expect from him this year?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily expectations. I think we're getting Thomas, from our standpoint, at a crucial time in his career. Obviously, last season was a tough season as a rookie. But knowing that LaMarcus is an all-star and he's starting, some of the expectations of Thomas are dialed back a little bit. So now he has to earn his minutes on the court. I think the versatility of our roster, he can obviously back up LaMarcus at the four, but he can play with LaMarcus when LaMarcus at the five. So I think the opportunity is there for him to grab. And, you know, I think he worked out today. He's a hard worker. I think he knows what's in front of him. And from that standpoint, it's exciting for me to coach a young man of his talent in a situation that we have here.
His head's got to be spinning after that rookie season. He went from number five pick, and everybody talking about his great future. He's already on his third team now. I have to think that Portland's a really good situation for him because he's going to get an opportunity to grow. I know that the coaching staff, in addition to wanting to win now and try to make a real push for the playoffs, there's also a priority on developing young players. So he's going to get an opportunity, and yet at the same time, it's not like in Sacramento where it was, okay, come in and help save us.
Right.
I think that has to be a great situation for a guy like Thomas.
No, I agree with you completely.
You know, Scott, I wanted to ask you a little bit broader scope. Let's talk about the Western Conference in general. I am probably of the dissenting voice in saying I'm not 100% certain that the Dwight Howard move to Houston makes Houston much better. They'll be a playoff team, maybe even a Western Conference contender, but I don't think they're a championship team just because they got Dwight Howard. He's shown me nothing other than he can't handle the bright lights and the big city and all of the pressures that come with those types of situations.
I don't think that they're a championship contender. I wouldn't put them in the top four, maybe the top five in the West, but I think that they have made a significant move forward. I think that you win with guys like Dwight, but Dwight and James Harden and a little bit of Chandler Parsons, that's a nice starting point, but they're not up there at that OKC San Antonio Clippers level yet.
Now, you said Clipper. Didn't they lose in the first round last year?
They did, as I recall. Yes. Your memory is very sharp. But I think that this is a good team. I think that one of the biggest acquisitions of the entire offseason was not a player, but it was Doc Rivers as a coach. I think that he's going to show up with a hammer there, a level of credibility that didn't exist before. I think he's going to make them better. I think that Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, that's an awfully good starting point. The key, and I don't know if you guys agree, Antonio is a former big man, and Terry, who knows the game now as well as anybody, I think the key might be DeAndre Jordan, that if he steps up and if he gets back to the DeAndre that we saw, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, where you could say, wow, this guy's really turning into a defensive presence. He can give them 6 or 8 points a game, but if he's stopping 8 or 10 or 12 points from the opponent between blocks, intimidations, deflections, the defensive rebounding, I think that he might be the big X factor on that team.
Well, I agree completely. I've said it for a long time. We know what Blake Griffin is. He's not necessarily an elite-level scorer when you take him out of the transition game. But what Blake Griffin can do is dunk the ball and score in transition. But DeAndre Jordan on the defensive end of the court, and I've had a couple of conversations with him, and he worries too much about the offensive end. He's worried about the things that he's not going to be required to do. He should be focusing on two things, rebounding the ball, and every time somebody shoots, being in a position to block it, because he's got special talents in those two areas. In fact, right now I'd say there's only one guy that has the same type of combination of strength and athletic ability, and that's the Drummond kid, or the
Andre Pistons?
Yes, from the Pistons. Those are the only two guys in the league that are built like that, 35, 36-inch verticals, long arms, big physical bodies that can block shots and rebound. If he can get that defensive mindset going, I think they do become a very elite-level team.
All right, Scott Howard Cooper from MDA.com is with us. Cap, are we holding him over or are we letting him go? Oh, you want to stick around with us, Scott? We have to take a quick break.
I would love to stick around.
Okay, well, then you shall. So we'll come back and finish up a few more questions with Scott. Everybody just wants to be part of the show tonight for as long as they possibly can, and we like that.
It's a tribute to you guys.
It's Wheels. No, it's Coach Scott's. I thought Stotts and Scott. Now, that would be a good
like a radio show.
Yeah, Stotts and Scott. I like that a lot. And they had a great discourse going on in that segment, so we'll carry it on to another segment as we continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Hour. Simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, stream live at trailblazers.com.
This program on Comcast Sportsnet is brought to you by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
What's that? Are you serious? He sang that all the way to Vegas? Oh, okay. I don't need any more. Hi, so your brakes say they're down to 2%.
Is that all they said?
More or less.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
At Maddie Becker 1 tweets, I really want an SUV. Hashtag money probs. 3 Z's. Maddie, we can probs fix those probs with a great deal on the CR-V at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. It's loaded with standard features, and it's from America's best value brand. Well, there you go. Probs solved.
Want a new car? Get a great deal on one you'll love at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
The potential of this team, the energy, the enthusiasm of youth. LaMarcus Aldridge is 27 years old, and he's an all-star, and he's a stud, and he can get better. And Damian Lillard has shown that he can be a premier point guard in this league, and he's going to get better. And same thing with Nick Batum and Wes Matthews. There's just the possibility of improvement. That's what excites me about it more than anything else.
Check it out.
Our biggest client will be here in 15 minutes, and this presentation is taking forever to download.
We have DSL. It takes time.
I know. Comcast is fast. Great price. Please, you're the office manager. Help.
Big file?
Yeah.
You take out the video.
I can't do that.
Move the meeting?
I can't do that either.
Maybe you had some bad shellfish for lunch and you have to go home.
That's not bad.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
Our weekly check of former Blazer Ruben Boumche. For those watching on Comcast Sportsnet and TrailBlazers.com. And our conversation continues. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey, Terry Stotts with Scott Howard Cooper of NBA.com. Scott, Greg Oden finally announced his decision this week, saying that he's going to play basketball next with the Miami Heat. Seemed like a reasonable deal from the Heat's perspective, not much gambled. And a lot of people felt that of the teams that Greg was considering, that the Heat would be the best fit for him. Did you agree with that? And from talking to the folks in Miami, what do you sense their expectations are for Greg going forward?
I have to think that they're pretty realistic, that they understand that this is something that may pay off down the line, but obviously people in Portland know this as well as anybody. You certainly can't count on anything, but a team that needs bigs has an opportunity to get a guy that obviously a lot of people still feel can be a factor, just defensively alone. I think it was a real interesting statement how many people were after Greg, and obviously had a very low investment. Nobody was going to break the bank to get him. But that's a pretty telling sign on how much talent this guy had and has had all along, that even at this stage, after all the injuries, there's still a lot of teams out there that say he can make us better. And I think he does have a chance in Miami because there will be an opportunity because they need anything, any help inside will be a big help for the Heat. I sure hope it works out for him. You know, we don't get into rooting for guys too much, but this is a guy I think that a lot of people are rooting for. He's been through so much, and I would love to see him become sort of a Zydrunas Ilgauskas situation, a Grant Hill kind of thing where they have been written off so long for so many years. And then one day you look up and they put together a nice long career. I'd love to see that happen for Greg, just for him to have a nice finish and at some point be able to go out on his terms.
I'll tell you what, we had a chance to meet and see him last year in Indianapolis, and he looked to be in the best spirits. And he was here for 5 years. We were around him every day. He was in better spirits than I ever saw him when he was in Portland. And his talent level, he's another one of those guys with that big, strong physical body, lower body strength, extreme athleticism. And even if he's 75% of the athlete he was when he went down, good gracious, Miami. Just they shored up the one weakness they had last year, I thought, was in the post. And with a guy like Greg, they now become pretty close to complete.
Maybe I was wrong when I said that's a guy that everybody's rooting for, because there's probably 29 other teams out there that are saying, no, you know what, we hope he has success, but we don't need to see the Heat get better.
Well, when we talk about expectations, clearly they are very low for him. And as he mentioned, look, everybody's going to worry about what LeBron did on a given night, and he can kind of just fit in as best as possible. And as we know, the challenge for him has been just staying healthy. He's obviously shown when the rare instances, unfortunately, in Portland when he was healthy, you could see the potential for him being not only a good player but potentially a dominant player. Whether he gets back to that or not, time will tell. But I think just being able to stay on the court and be on the court on a regular basis would be a great step forward for him, considering all the injury woes he's had to this point.
Absolutely. Coach, what, go ahead, Scott.
No, I was just going to say that they don't even need him to be great. Yeah. I think that has to be one of the encouraging things for Greg, is that he doesn't need to be a number one pick. He just needs to be solid, a contributor, a guy that can make them better. And I think he does have the opportunity to do that, health willing.
Yep. Scott, I got a question for you. What is your take on all the coaching changes that took place in the offseason?
Well, I'm definitely against it now that you've got a job.
Good answer.
Let's have some stability in the core, right, Terry?
Yeah, I'm all for that.
We don't need the constant turnover. You know, it's a fact of life. Unfortunately, there's no way around it. Coaches are hired to be fired, and sometimes it's their fault, but an awful lot of times it's more that the coach is going to take the fall because you can't fire 15 players.
Oh, I got to ask, though, how do you fire George Karl and Lionel Hollins?
Yeah,
George Karl was coach of the year. Lionel Hollins went to the Western Conference Finals. I don't see a way you justify those two moves. And I love Dave Yeager. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, well, I'm 100% in agreement, especially with George, who I think is not just one of the best in the business today, but I think is one of the all-time coaching greats. I think he's a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame conversation. I just don't see how you justify that, except to say that there's a lot of things going on in Denver right now that you can't justify, And that clearly is not a George Karl issue going on with the Nuggets right now. That's a Nuggets issue.
Scott, thank you for the visit. As always, tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter.
Twitter is at S. Howard Cooper, and looking forward to the conversation, and the season will be here before we know it.
It sure will. All right, enjoy your August and the rest of the summer, and we will catch up with you again real soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, Scott.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. Coach did a nice job in the interview. I mean, I'll tell you what.
It always scares me when coaches are good at interviews, because at any given moment, I can be fired.
Yeah, no. Fortunately.
Now you know the feeling.
Good comeback. Good comeback. All right, we'll come back and finish out this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Find out what Coach has planned for the rest of the summer. The Blazers schedule is out tomorrow, thankfully. And we'll talk about that as we wrap things up after this. We are simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
You get a lot from hard work, like the class-exclusive Ram Box, active level air suspension, and Torque Flight 8-speed transmission. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. For big deals on tough Ram trucks, go to ramtrucks.com or visit your local Ram dealer today.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Some people expect more from insurance. They want a company that's available on their schedule, 24 hours a day. A company that keeps working until the coverage is just right. They want a company that's built a reputation on exceptional service and never stops proving its worth. We're not sure what the rest of the world calls people like this, but at Amica, we call them customers. Every question, every concern, every setback, every call for help, every day, every hour, every minute, every quote, every claim. When you choose Amica for auto, home, or life insurance, we never stop proving our worth.
Join us Tuesday here on The Fan. The NBA is set to release their 2013-2014 regular season schedule. Will the Blazers play on Christmas? We'll let you know Tuesday at 3.
Can't believe they let us do this show. Seriously, I can't.
This is the Dan Patrick Show!
Don't miss the Dan Patrick Show, weeknights at 9 on Comcast Sportsnet. All summer long, Talkin' Ball brings you the most up-to-date Northwest sports news and a rotating panel of guests to keep the show fresh and the news entertaining. Don't miss Talkin' Ball, Tuesday nights at 6 on Comcast Sportsnet.
Donated from Coach Stotts, a photo of him out at Seahawks training camp last week. Head Coach Pete Carroll in the mix as well. Our Trailblazers Courtside crew tonight consists of director Phil Beard, producer Nick Elliott, video Greg St. Martin, graphics operator John McConnell, audio Charles Chavany, cameras Jason Van Zeeple. We call him Zip, apparently afraid to make a fantasy baseball trade, according to the captain. John Curry also on camera, our engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and radio producer is the one and only captain, proud father of Sammy, Rich Patterson. He's looking awfully cool tonight. He's awfully cool. We got about a minute left. Coach, going out to Seahawks camp, do you get a lot out of visiting other coaches, especially maybe coaches from other sports?
I was really fortunate that Coach Carroll, I was able to spend some time with him just one-on-one in his office. And, you know, one of the things I came away with is there's such a difference between football mentality and basketball mentality, NFL, NBA. I mean, those players come in at 7:30 and they leave at 7:30 at night. I mean, it's a different mindset. But you know, when you're talking about dealing with players, managing players, managing your staff, the time that I was able to spend with Coach Carroll was, for me, was very beneficial.
Coach, thank you so much for spending the entire hour with us. Very impressive.
It was certainly my pleasure.
We appreciate that. Schedule's out tomorrow, so we're anxious to get a look at that and count up the 50 wins or so that we're going to be hopefully having in the season to come. And, Tone, thank you, as always, for being a part of it as well. Scott Howard Cooper, NBA.com, joining us. Next week's show with Mike and Mike will feature Trailblazers president Chris McGowan. They'll be analyzing the Blazers' full schedule, so we'll hope you join them for the next edition of Trailblazers Courtside next Monday evening at 6:05. Until then, for my partner Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll talk to you again soon on Trailblazers Courtside. So long, everyone.
I believe that Standard has the best pricing.